bang. Is that mine?
Hey, I'm today is the 33rd day of 2005, and today is Groundhog Day. I'm looking for a story on whether, do we even care anymore?
Whatever it was, either saw a shadow or didn't, spring will come early this year is what he said. But I don't know if that meant he saw a shadow or didn't see a shadow.
It means he didn't. He did not.
It's just for those, you know, manic, depressive people up there in Pennsylvania who can't wait for winter to end, Tom.
Who like karaoke, right?
Winter is a beating, because you know you got probably about 2 or 3 more months of it.
Move.
Oh, okay, Snake.
It is interesting, though. I mean, it seems like we have automobiles. We do have the ability to move as Americans, and yet millions of people still live up there. It's really weird.
Why would you be homeless up there? Wouldn't you just start walking this way?
Are there homeless people up there?
Oh,
in your hometowns in Wisconsin and stuff?
One of the two of the worst homeless cities in America are Washington, D.C. and New York.
Yeah.
They get hammered.
Why wouldn't you be homeless on South Beach?
That would seem, that or San Diego would seem to be the destination for any.
Like the homeless chicks are hotter there. Probably.
Yeah, they have an average of 3 more teeth.
On this day in 1968, marked the birth of the ABA, the American Basketball Association.
Better world before.
68?
Yeah. Oh, 67. Sorry.
So.
With George Mikan as commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
The league consisted of 10 teams and 2 divisions. Here's Reiner to tell you who they were.
All right, let's see. You had the Kentucky Colonels. You had the Indiana Spacers. Uh-huh. Pacers.
Kentucky?
Yeah, you had the Kentucky Colonels, the Indiana Pacers. You had the Pittsburgh Pipers. You had the Minnesota Muskies.
Wow.
You had the New Jersey Americans. You had the New Orleans Buccaneers. You had the Anaheim Amigos, the Houston Mavericks.
Anaheim what?
The Anaheim who?
Who?
Amigos.
Oh.
Okay.
What do you think he said?
Why?
Go ahead, say it.
Why?
Say it, Dan.
He said
he thought he said the Anaheim Negroes.
No, I said the Anaheim Amigos. I thought I was very clear about that.
That'd be a very poor
solution.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't speak of them in that pejorative.
Well, it won the popular vote, Bob. That was the name the fans voted for.
I doubt that, sir.
All right, where do we leave off?
You had the Denver Rockets. Did I mention the Dallas Chaparrals?
No.
You did not?
Okay, you had them and you had the Oakland Oaks. I think that covers it.
Oh.
Well, I'm not going to dispute you.
Was the St. Louis Spirit in there?
Oh.
Or were they not the original?
No. They are a descendant, I believe, of the New Orleans Buccaneers.
Ah.
And before they were that, they were the Memphis Pros and Tams.
Did you mention the, Virginia Squires?
No, they were not originals either.
Mm.
It's pretty good, though. It's a pretty good bid. Super Bowl 17.
27-17 Redskins over the Dolphins, John Riggins. And hold on.
Oh.
Wait for it. Pasadena.
That trumps me.
Mm.
That's better than anything I could do.
Sometimes waiting for it makes it worth it a little more.
I heard that.
I'm just... How you doing, Grego?
Wonderful.
You all right?
Wonderful.
Hey, it's the Hammer.
All right.
Grego.
Hammer.
Were you impressed with my bid there, Grego?
Yes, but I've heard you do it before. And by the way, those people that own the St. Louis team, they're still getting paid TV money.
That's right.
NBA.
They've got a cut every year of the NBA TV money.
Forever and ever
and
ever.
What a genius deal they made.
What are you referring to?
They would put their team out of business if the NBA agreed to cut them in on all future revenue from TV.
Yeah.
Like 1%?
No, it's more than that.
If it was 1%,
what are they making, Russ? About $20 million a year?
They're about
that much?
About $20 million a year.
Yeah, wow. Enough to make it worthwhile.
And isn't it for infinity? Yeah.
Yeah.
How amazing.
Mm. Forever and ever. As long as if the NBA stops putting their games on TV, they're not going to get
paid. You think the NBA was thinking ahead at that point?
Probably.
Why couldn't I be born into that family instead of my family?
No, the NBA was thinking
sucks.
About was
totally.
Getting rid of his
franchise.
I don't know your mom
about the ABA.
That.
And they're thinking, well, how much could this TV money really be in the future? It's not going to be that much. Yeah. It's going to be $40,000-$50,000 a year.
Our playoff games are on tape delay right now.
Yeah, we make our money at the gate.
Wow.
And now they're making about $20 million a year.
What a deal.
And, you know, next time they do a TV deal, they're going to make more.
I wonder if they have a daughter. Hot.
What would you say to her?
Hey, I'm going to bang you, bitch.
Well,
seems like you might want to...
You're a charmer.
...ease into it a little more if you want to marry her. You know?
I want to bang you, bitch.
Now, right there's a man that's 50 years old that looks like he can still play.
Tony Dean.
His name is Tony Dorsett.
There he goes.
Grego?
Hi, Tony.
$20 right here if you go over and tackle him.
Bob, is he on the 40-yard dash list?
Yeah, is he on
it? No, are you kidding? He could smoke me.
You think?
Come on.
Right now?
You think that Tony...
Right now?
Yes. You think he can still run a 4.9?
I need a smoke.
Yeah, easy.
Dude, you
today, right? He could run a 4.9 out there.
Well, we know what I can run.
I think I could beat him in a foot race.
We know what I can run.
Well, let's go ask him.
What do you run?
Get the wireless and go ask him.
Flat.
Hey, Corby, get the wireless. Get the wireless and go there and ask him.
All right.
Tony.
All right, there goes Corby.
All right.
Snake.
We got to ask him.
Hold on. We have an important issue.
Hey.
No, he can't do it. Just ask him if he can run a 4.9.
Oh, no.
Struggling.
Oh, look at that little ball-headed bastard.
Whoa.
Wait. Well, go over and knock him in the head.
Hey.
Do it, Grego.
We have to move Tony along. Little
boy, he
freaking, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, he was one of them. Yeah,
hey,
he was one of them. You're
Dill.
Right.
I told you, Snake, huh?
We have to move him
along.
If he could
run a 4.9. Which
okay,
I guarantee
well, maybe he'll be back this way.
Now, on the webcam, there are some concerns about how the hammer's feeling because he doesn't look so good. This one guy is sending in. Are you,
oh, he's pale.
You okay, Hammer?
Yeah, I'm fine.
On this day in 1949, Ben Hogan, he was driving his car, and it hit a bus. He suffered a fractured pelvis, broken collarbone.
They sent him to the Russian front.
And a blood clot formed in his leg.
Make light of the greatest golfer of all time.
And they said he would never walk again.
That's right.
Come on.
Never walk again.
Not only did he walk again, he won the Grand Slam. Now, technically, he didn't win the Grand Slam.
Reiner has a good question, though.
What?
Was he that great?
Yes.
Mark that.
Now, at what point did he also dig the hole under the tree stump that you could just sort of flip over sideways and climb down in.
Don't throw in LeBeau jokes with Ben Hogan, all right?
Was he responsible for the coffee pot that was also a radio?
The subject turns to golf, and look what happens to the snake.
Golfer.
Hey. Hey. Look, every time I say hey, doesn't mean that I want to bang you, okay?
Hey,
Dill.
Bitch.
Or that.
I'm capable of forming.
Corby says,
don't make fun of golf.
When Corby says, hey, something bad's about that.
Right? Yeah, nothing good comes of it.
Bitch. Hey, God, I swear to God, Groobs.
I love you.
I have a couple emails here. Number one, this subject is greatness of Corby. Dear Corby.
Hey.
I am trying to make a friend become a P1. She has discovered she loves the greatness of That's Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Oh.
And she loves your funniness.
Hey. Oh,
don't we all?
Her name is Jacqueline, nicknamed Wacky Jackie.
Hey,
Wacky Jackie.
Hey.
And you give her a shout-out.
Hey.
It would make her life.
You, Jacqueline.
What?
I quit. I swear to God.
So there, Corby.
Hey, Wacky Jackie.
I hate broadcasting.
Come on.
Hey.
Tell Wacky Jackie what you want to do to her.
Hey, Wacky Jackie. Hey, Wacky Jackie.
Hey,
no.
Bang you.
I know. I just want to say hi.
Dear Why Today Doesn't Suck, why don't you guys just become two segments? You are always very late.
Yeah, tease ahead.
Why not just blow off the break and become one long segment?
How's about you let us worry about the clock and not you?
P1 Chris.
Because we
hey,
did such a
rip. Dill.
Hey, Dill.
And then Ruben got 12 step
that?
Ruben.
Was that me?
Hey, Dill.
How did I do that?
You do it all the time.
It's another violation
of
the
hey,
trust.
Dill.
Dill.
Dear Why Today Doesn't Suck, today is my 20th wedding anniversary. Please give my wife, Kelly, a shout-out.
Hello.
Thanks, Ruben Gonzalez, a.k.a. 12-Step Ruben.
Oh, well then.
That marriage will fail.
Not if she's hung in there through the first 12 steps.
Oh, big dick.
Elsewhere, Todd Bertuzzi is 30.
What's his status these days?
Pending. But isn't everything in that sport.
Vlane Divac is 37.
He's got a pack of smokes for his birthday.
And has B.O.
Smoke up,
don't
Vlane.
Call him Divac.
Isn't that his name?
No, it's Divac.
Divac?
Yeah, like it
like
has
a T?
Like
T-Z.
D, voice of Texas Stadium.
All right.
You think he took a bath for a kid?
And Vlade will be happy with that.
He does stink, that's for sure. Sean Elliott is 37 as well.
Arizona.
Basketball player.
Scott Erickson is 37.
Former Ranger great.
Lisa Guerrero.
Well.
Is he a Ranger great?
Well.
Last year, in fact.
A very forgettable three or four starts.
I think he had a swim through Klee.
Gosh, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I forgot all about that, dude.
Yeah, I'll bet you did.
I don't remember much about Klee. Walk to people all year one year.
Curtis, my favorite, Martin.
It's a good man, Curtis Martin.
Wayne Fonts is 65.
Like, do you think Berman stayed up all night or just half the night with that one?
John Tudor is 51. I think he also had incredible control, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Didn't he punch a fan? An actual fan? Or was that a window in the clubhouse?
Like the S hits the fan?
Joaquin Andujar and John Tudor both punched something in that clubhouse in 82.
Tudor.
Of course, when they were trying to defeat the juggernaut known as the Milwaukee Brewers. And the rest is history. Stop your feet, clap your hands. You're part, of the team sitting in the stands. Days we need to hear the whole Bruce Cole.
Well,
probably not today.
Howard Bellamy is 59.
Bellamy Brothers.
Christy Brinkley is 51.
Four more years and she's mine.
What's his name? Got rid of her at the
I watched a little bit of that.
Surreal Life?
Yeah.
Poor on there?
Yeah, poor Vern. They went to a horse ranch and his legs were too small. He couldn't sit in a saddle.
No. Yeah, then they had a drinking party later, didn't they?
I didn't.
Well, at least nobody tried to pick him up, did they?
Oh, yeah, everybody was picking him up.
Well, on a horse, it's not like
I think they put him in a car seat in the car.
Hey, could you tell?
What's that one girl's name? That Adrian Curry or whatever? I mean, she picked him up and put him in the back of a minivan. Yes, she did.
Well, I think since he's a perpetual drunk now that he needs help.
Could you tell the story that's never been heard on the ticket before of Chris Arnold trying to pick him up?
It's been heard. Barry Diller is 63.
Hey, Dill.
Diller.
The exclusive story.
Dill.
Hey, Dill.
He's one of the founders of Fox TV, one of the originals.
Oh, thank you.
Farrah Fawcett is 58.
Yeah, their first big show was I Want to Bang You.
Oh. Overrated.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, I want to bang you, bitch.
Thank God, I swear.
Liz Smith is 82.
Is that the gossip columnist?
Yeah.
Hey, now.
She's a lesbian.
Whoa. She is?
Yeah.
Hey, now. Yeah, but
really?
Still score with
always heard.
You know where she's born?
But Maxim might want to get her on this.
They list her as born in Fort Worth. Maybe it is.
So I hear you.
She might have been born there, but that's where she went to New York.
Lesbo.
Leza? What Ali G call?
Oh, hey, how's the brothers?
Lezzies.
Yo, for real.
Now here's some spare birthdays, if that's what you tuned in for.
You too.
Oh, Graham Nash. I'm sorry. I forgot Graham Nash is 63.
There's an overrated.
Go ahead, Diver.
Crosby, Stills, Nash.
How'd Ali G say that?
You know, two,
Stills and Nash without him.
You two with each other? Respect. all right. Did you mention, Max Alvis, Dan, is 59?
Well.
I can see how he would miss that one.
Yes, certainly can.
How convenient.
So what does Max Alvis's birthday call for?
Nothing.
He's how old?
50. No, I can't be. Oh, okay. Greg Seltzer, who sent it in, is 59 Greg. Tomorrow. Greg. But Max Elvis, 2-2 of 38. 67? Max Elvis, 67.
Is it on that sheet?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then I guess it's not true.
And Brett Scott, shout out to you. What's up? Okay, Macy Brooks is 30.
Cowboy?
Not just any cowboy.
Warby?
The cowboy stricken with testicular torsion.
Yeah, they got his nuts all mangled up.
Didn't that happen to Art Modell? Can you hear
balls.
About that?
Yeah.
We're talking testicular torsion here.
You didn't slip that one by us.
Oh.
The other term for that is having your nuts in a vise, I think.
Hey! What do you mean, like they drink or smoke or?
Yeah.
Ken Dilger, 34.
Hey.
Dill.
Better quarterback than, no, he was a tight end, wasn't he?
Yes.
I think it was Dilfer.
Hey.
Bob Estes is 39.
Golfer.
Golf. Hey, Corby.
Golfer.
Bob Estes.
Was he the golfer that I had in my crosshairs at the Colonial last year? Is he from Austin?
Yeah, he lives down there.
He told me to move, so him and I have...
Oh, he squared off?
Me and I, him and I are in a beef, as they say.
Well, he hadn't done much.
Him and I are beefing.
You got more than him, dude.
Yeah, look at me at 17.
Patrick Jeffers is 32.
Former cowboy great. Is he still in the league?
No, I think he suffered major injury with the Panthers or something.
You know, he went to...
Testicular torsion.
No, it wasn't. Not every athlete gets...
Or Country Day, one of those two.
Oh. Hmm.
And I've never known how to say this guy's name, but I butcher it every year, so... Red...
Shane Deanst.
Okay. Read it a million times, never known how to say it. He is 82 if he's still alive. Is he?
Believe so.
Okay. Well, maybe he'll join us at 5:10. Back to you, Dan.
Born on this day, now dead, Jessica Savage.
Macho Man.
Ayn Rand, who I love.
Oh.
Real odd fascination.
Well, why do you love her?
Love her what?
She can write a 900-page book.
Like love what? Her novels.
Which one?
The Fountainhead and...
Catcher in the Rye.
I can't
What's
remember the
about?
Name of the other one.
What is Atlas the Fountainhead
Shrugged.
About?
It's long.
About it?
Atlas Shrugged.
Atlas Shrugged is the other one. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Poor guy.
Gosh. What can you tell us about the Fountainhead?
It's uncanny, the useless information line poor guy has.
Really is.
Why I love him.
What's up, my nizzle?
He knows every rock band.
Not every,
especially
right.
Prog rock bands of the 60s.
Every Cleveland Indian great and spare.
Although I do think he spends most of the day prepping for the segment.
Bob, you've said that many times. I'd like to say this for the record right now. I do no prep.
Whatever. There's no way you know the spares of Cleveland Cavaliers.
Every Ayn Rand novel. So
there's no reason for anyone to know the Cavaliers' all-time roster except for this segment.
Isn't there?
And dead on this day, still dead, Boris Karloff, Burt Parks, Gene Kelly, Pete Axthelm, and Sid Vicious.
We got Pete Axthelm audio in the Enco. Maybe we'll find it for tomorrow.
5:10.
I want to know what happened to line four guy yesterday.
Oh, when he's like cutting off.
A buddy.
When we had that sudden disappearance.
Well, buddy.
Did Lumberg come over your desk? And
I was told I could listen to my radio at a reasonable volume.
Tyler?
Your work here is done, sir.
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Coming up, the exciting conclusion to today's two-part Why Today Doesn't Suck.